It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano. And I can see right now, looking into the weather center, Pat has sanitized his hands, and he has gloves on, and he has a mask over his face. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I have none of that.
Yeah. That's because you're sitting alone in a room. That's right.
Thank goodness, because I'm the only one here, so that's a nice thing. Weather-wise, very, very nice. I said partly sunny. I think for the most part, it's going to be mostly sunny. There'll be some high clouds around. It will be breezy. Our highs in the mid-60s tonight, down to 40. Sunny and breezy, 70 on Wednesday. Thursday, low 70s sunny. I think Friday will be partly cloudy, but I think it's going to be warmer than the low 70s. I think we have a run at 80 on Friday. Okay. So we have Arthur that has moved out, into the Atlantic. And we have this low in the Ohio Valley that's going to move southeastward and wind up affecting the Carolinas and Georgia with showers and thunderstorms next several days. Because of a high pressure system coming out of Canada and basically moving into New England, it will protect us from that low, at least through Friday. Now, what happens after that? Well, a couple of things. One, this system could, for all purposes, rain itself out in the southeast and then move out into the Atlantic. Or it could hold together and drift north to affect us, at least on Saturday. One of our main computer models, the American model, the GFS, saying that pretty much it would shower Saturday and maybe even Sunday. It's not sure. I don't know if that's going to be correct. I really don't know. I have a feeling that we may not see a drop of rain here right through the entire holiday weekend. So for now, I'm going to leave out showers and just keep a thumbs up. What do you think of that?
Well, I looked at your forecast yesterday, and after I heard what you said, when I got home yesterday, I have these two plants, which I got at Roaring Oaks Florist. I don't know what they're called. They're green, is all I know. And when I got them, they were about 3 feet high, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, I've had them now. This is the fourth year. And in the wintertime, I bring them in and I put them back on where I have a big glass door that goes out to the back deck. Well, this year, you know how tall these things are? They're 9 feet now.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, getting them from the back of the house to the front of the house is quite a trick. So it took me 2.5 hours yesterday to move those two big things from the back to the front. And then I've got some other plants. I don't know what they are. They smell nice. When they bloom, they're pink. Okay, and they continually bloom. I bought them inside. I've got four of those. So I had to repot those and put them out on the front porch and also on the back porch. And then I decided to set up the tables and the umbrellas and the chairs and everything on the back because I figured I think we're pretty safe now. I don't think we'll have any hard freezes that I have to worry about. So I waited for 4 or 5 days before Memorial Day. My grandmother always said, yeah, always wait till the day after Memorial Day. But I think I'm pretty safe. Don't you think we're pretty safe?
Yeah, I mean, I said 40 tonight, which means some places could drop to like 37 or 38. But that's still, you know, it's not a hard frost. There could be some very, very, very widely scattered light frost in some of the coldest spots.
Yeah. So we're safe. We're safe. You know, the plants can withstand that. And also with this, I figured with this cooler weather and not the beating sunshine, it was great because one year I put the plants out and it was like 90 degrees that week. It was really warm. I forget what in May one year. And one of my plants really got totally burnt up and we saved it, thank God. But so your forecast pushed me into doing work where I normally would have slept in between like 12:30 and 4. But it pushed me into doing that. But it's all done now. And now there's more room in my house and my deck is all cleared off. So now it looked better in the house.
Okay, well, that's good. And I did some work outside as well yesterday afternoon. It was good for outdoor stuff. And other than that, relatively quiet.
Have you
There's not
noticed?
much going on. Yes.
Have you noticed? There's more bee activity this year. I
Yeah,
don't
there is. Yeah, and a lot of bumblebees too.
Last year, very little bee activity outside my house, and this year, lots of bees that are out there.
Maybe the bees and the mice have something in common.
Well, or maybe we don't. Maybe the bees are making a comeback, and we're not going to kill off all the bees like we were trying to do. So maybe, but I'm not the only one that's noticed that. I've had other people say that to me. So.
I know. Yeah, I know. I saw a lot of yellow jackets up at the lake on Saturday, and here yesterday outside, but I was in the backyard. A lot of bumblebees. They really don't bother you. They really don't.
If
I'm not afraid of bumblebees. They look harmful, but they really don't bother you. But the yellow jackets, the wasps, you have to be careful.
Oh yeah, the yellow jackets, the white-faced hornets, and the regular
Yeah.
hornets. The white-faced hornets are the nastiest. You could be 20 feet away from you, and they see
They'll
you,
sting
and
you.
they'll come after you. Yeah, they're just playing nasty, the hornets. And pretty soon now that those killer hornets have made it to the United States, sooner or later we'll have to worry about the killer hornets.
Yeah, well, there's always something to worry about. There's no doubt about that. But I have a question for you this morning.
Uh-oh, question.
It's not a computer question, it's just a general news question. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Already.
Marshall,
Yeah.
why is your president taking malaria pills?
Hey, listen. Anybody knows me. I don't get into politics extensively on the air. I do it on my Facebook page, but not on the air. Everybody knows that I don't like Donald Trump as a president. Everybody knows that. Because I think he just doesn't like to admit he's wrong. And the reason I say that is I have a little of that in me where I don't.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I think that he just doesn't want to admit that he was wrong about that. And so that's how he's showing he's keeping the disease at bay by taking that. But the bad thing is, you see, when I'm Marshall Miles and I say something that's wrong, people say, "Ah, that's just Marshall." Okay. I'm not president of the United States. I don't have 30% of the country that believes everything I say.
Right.
That's the dangerous thing about what Mr. Trump does, is that he forgets that he's president, and his followers can do this. And if some people take that now and die from it, it creates a problem. So that's my problem with I think that he just doesn't like to admit he's wrong, and none of us do. But you know what? Long ago, it's the great thing about 67. That's why I can't believe he's 70 and he hasn't learned it yet. You get to a certain point in your life where, you know what? Yeah, I was wrong. So let's move on. Nobody was injured. Nobody died. I
Well,
was wrong.
yeah, in my vocation, the word wrong surfaces all the time. So I'm used to saying, nope, I was dead wrong. No, I was dead right. But I was just kind of wondering if I know he said he was taking it as a preventative measure, but I was just kind of wondering if possibly he did have the virus and, and one of those anti-symptomatic things. And they were giving him the drug to shorten the lifespan of the virus. I mean, I don't know because he said he started taking it 2 weeks ago, I guess after he heard about the aide who tested positive. So I was just kind of wondering if that was the case. I just found it odd that all of a sudden out of the meeting yesterday, he came up with that and said it. I mean, he didn't have to tell anyone, to be honest with you. It's none of anybody's business.
It's just part of the wacky, crazy
I
things.
guess so. I guess so. I guess so.
2020 is the year of the absurd. I can't wait till this year is over.
Yeah, you and me both. And I'm not talking about politics. I'm just talking about Everything.
Everything. It's everything. The weather's all screwy. The politics are all screwy. We have this pandemic.
Yeah.
You name it. It's just been a bit. And we're not even halfway through it yet. So we've got another 6.5 months to go.
Right. That is so true.
Oh, well. But we'll plug along every day, Pat. That's what we'll do because
there's nothing right. That's what we're paid to do. So you're right. And enjoy the day. It shouldn't be bad. A little breezy, but nice day.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Stay safe.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Pat began this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.